Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 38, On the Way to Vrindavan, Episode 5. Do not call me the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit beneath an old tamarind tree and chant the holy name of the Lord. At noon, Sri Krishna Chaitanya would return to Akura Tirtha to take his lunch. All the people who lived near Akura Tirtha came to see Lord Chaitanya, and due to the large crowds, Sri Krishna Chaitanya could not peacefully chant the holy name. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Vrindavan and sit in a solitary place where Lord Chaitanya would chant the holy name until noon. In the afternoon, people were able to speak to Lord Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya told everyone of the importance of chanting the holy name of God. And it was during this time that a Vaishnava named Krishna Das came to see Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Das was a householder belonging to the Kshatriya caste, and his house was located on the other side of the Yamuna. After bathing at Keshi Tirtha, Krishna Das went toward Kaliyadaha and suddenly saw Lord Chaitanya sitting at Amlitala. Upon seeing Sri Krishna Chaitanya's personal beauty and his ecstatic love, Krishna Das was very much astonished. Out of ecstatic love, Krishna Das offered respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya. "Who are you? Where is your home?" "My Lord, I am a most fallen householder, and I belong to the Rajputa caste. My home is just on the other side of the river Yamuna. But I wish to be the servant of a Vaishnava. Today I have had a dream, and according to that dream, I have come here and found you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then bestowed upon Krishna Das his causeless mercy by embracing him. Krishna Das then became mad with ecstatic love and began dancing and chanting the holy name of Hari. Krishna Das returned to Akura Tirtha along with Lord Chaitanya, and the remnants of the Lord's food were given to Krishna Das. The next morning, Krishna Das went with Lord Chaitanya to Vrindavan, carrying his water pot. Krishna Das thus left his wife, home, and children in order to remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And everywhere Sri Krishna Chaitanya went, all the people would say, "Krishna has again manifest at Vrindavan." One morning, many people came to Akura Tirtha, and as they came from Vrindavan, they made a tumultuous sound. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the people offered respects at his lotus feet. Lord Chaitanya then asked them, "Where are you all coming from?" "Oh, Krishna has again manifested himself on the waters of Kaliya Lake. Krishna dances on the hoods of the serpent Kaliya, and the jewels on those heads are blazing. Why, everyone has seen Lord Krishna himself. There is no doubt about it." Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to laugh. "Yes, everything is correct." For three consecutive nights, people went to Kaliyadaha to see Krishna, and everyone returned saying, "Now we have seen Krishna himself." Everyone came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, "Yes, we have seen Krishna directly." Thus, by the mercy of the Goddess of Learning, they were made to speak the truth. For when the people saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were actually seeing Krishna, But because they were following their own imperfect knowledge, they accepted the wrong thing as Krishna. At that time, Balabhadra Bhatta Acharya placed a request at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. "Please give me permission to go see Lord Krishna directly." And when Balabhadra Bhatta Acharya asked to see Krishna at Galiyadaha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully slapped him. "You are a learned scholar, but you have become a fool, being influenced by the statements of other fools. Why would Krishna appear in this age of Kali? Foolish people who are mistaken are simply causing agitation and making a tumult. Do not become mad. Simply sit down here, and tomorrow night you will go see Krishna." The next morning, some respectable gentlemen came to see Lord Chaitanya, and he asked them, "So, have you seen Krishna?" At night in Kaliya Lake, a fisherman lights a torch in his boat and catches many fish. From a distance, people mistakenly think that they are seeing Krishna dancing on the body of the Kaliya serpent. These fools think that the boat is the Kaliya serpent and the torchlight the jewels on Kaliya's hoods. People also mistake the fisherman for Krishna. But actually, Lord Krishna has returned to Vrindavan. That is the truth. And it is also true that people have seen him. But where they are seeing Krishna is their mistake. It is like considering a dry tree to be a person. So tell me, where have you seen Krishna directly? Oh, you are a sannyasi, a renunciant. Therefore, you are a moving Narayan, Jangama Narayana. You have appeared in Vrindavan as an incarnation of Krishna. Just by seeing you, everyone is now liberated. Vishnu, Vishnu, do not call me the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for a jiva cannot become Krishna at any time. Do not even say such a thing. A sannyasi in the renounced order is certainly part and parcel of the complete whole, just as a shining molecular particle of sunshine is part and parcel of the sun itself. Krishna is like the sun, full of six opulences. But the living entity is only a fragment of that complete whole. A living entity and the absolute personality of Godhead are never to be considered equal, just as a fragmental spark can never be considered the original flame. Kladinya sangvid ashlishta. Sachit Ananda Ishwaraha Swavidya Sangvrito Jiva Sanklesha Nikarakara. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, is always full of transcendental bliss and is accompanied by the potencies known as Hladini and Sangvit. The conditioned soul, however, is always covered by ignorance and embarrassed by the threefold miseries of material existence. Thus, the living entity is a treasure house of all kinds of tribulations. A foolish person who says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the same as the living entity is an atheist and becomes subject to punishment by the superintendent of death, Yamaraj. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatai Samatvenaiva Viksheta Sa Pashandi Bhaved Dhruvam. That person who considers demigods like Brahma and Shiva to be on an equal level with Narayana is to be considered an offender, a Pashandi. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the difference between an ordinary living being and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the people all replied, No. No one considers you an ordinary human being. You are like Krishna in every respect, in both bodily features and characteristics. By your bodily features, we can see that you are none other than the son of Nanda Maharaj, although the golden luster of your body has covered your original complexion. Just as the aroma of deer musk cannot be concealed simply by wrapping it in a cloth, your characteristics as the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be concealed by any means. Indeed, your characteristics are uncommon and beyond the imagination of an ordinary living being. Why? Simply by seeing you, the entire universe becomes mad with ecstatic love for Krishna. If they see you just once, even women, children, old men, meat eaters, and members of the lowest caste immediately chant the holy name of Krishna, and they dance like madmen. They thus become spiritual masters capable of delivering the whole world. Apart from seeing you, whoever listens to your holy name becomes mad with ecstatic love for Krishna and is able to deliver the three worlds. Simply by hearing your holy name, dog eaters become holy saints. Your uncommon potencies cannot be described in words. Yannamadheya shravananu kirtanad yat pravanad yat smaranad api kvachit shvada api sadya savanaya kalpate kuta punate bhagavanu darshanat. To say nothing of the spiritual advancement of persons who see the Supreme Person face to face, even a person born in a family of dog eaters becomes immediately eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices if one once utters the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or chants about him, hears about his pastimes, offers him obeisances, or even remembers him. But these glories of yours are only marginal. For originally, you are the son of Maharaj Nanda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then bestowed his causeless mercy upon all the people there, and everyone became ecstatic with love of God. Finally, they all returned to their homes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained for some days in Akrura Tirtha. Lord Chaitanya delivered everyone there simply by distributing the holy name of Krishna and ecstatic love for Krishna. Recorded January 29, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Enechi aushadhi maya nashibaro lagi harinama mahamantra lao tumi magi se harinama mantra Loilo magia Harinama Mahamantra Lao Tumi Magi Enechi Aushadhi Maya Nashibaro Lagi Harinama Mahamantra Lao Tumi माघी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे।